Today's daf is Baba Kama daf Pevav. We are in the middle of Perek HaChovel. We're talking about, as the Mishnah described, the five payments that one makes upon doing Chavala. By the way, we never mentioned Chavala is an Issa D'Araisa clearly, even though the should have mentioned this the first day of HaChovel, which was Shabbos, but the first six prakam, again, Nezek, that is a big discussion we had back on daf Beis. And that is, what is the Isser of Hezek? It's not clear in the Torah. What's clear is that you have to pay if you're Mazik. But if you violate an Isser, maybe I could go smash your car and pay for it. But no, most Rishonim, almost all Rishonim, quote some type of source for the Isser of Hezek. Either it's a Kavah Chomer from Hashem HaSaveda, or Biyat L'Recha Kamocho, or Zlifnei Iver, any of those. The Stipo discusses it in Siman Aleph and Baba Kama. That's all Hezek. But Chovel, Chavala, it's for sure an Avera. Sure, because it says Abraham Yakenu Lo Yosef. It says the Shliach Bezdin is not allowed to add on to the whipping, not even do one extra makkah. So we learn from there. If he can't do it, he's even involved in a mitzvah. Surely anyone else is usher to be chovel their friend. Even the Rambam quotes to raise one's hand up against their friend, even without being chovel, but just raising one's hands up. That also is an issur. Okay, so now in that context. We discussed each of the five payments, Nezek, Sari, Bushevis, and Boshes, and now we just, in a little, we're going to have the Mishnah about Boshes a little bit later today, but let us, we just did Amar Rava, so now we're up to Bai Rava, fourth to last skinny line on Pei Hei Amar Beis. The Gemara just quoted something that the Rishonim don't really deal with, and that is, if I break somebody's leg, if I break somebody's arm, if I blind him, so I have to pay for that limb, plus I have to pay for the sheves, the time out of work, based on what he is now, because they already paid for the limb, but then I pay based on what he is now, so which is if he lost his arm, then I pay for him as a cucumber watcher, because he could still go and walk around the field. If he lost his leg, I pay for him to be a guard, because he could still sit there. If he's blind, I still pay for him to be a mill watcher. But the Gemara says, Chershu, if I made him deaf, no sin lo deme kulo. Some reason that is something different. What's the major difference between blinding and making deaf? You might say, what? Maybe even blinding could be even worse. But the in halacha, and the Rambam has this in a separate halacha as well. Chershu, that you pay deme kulo. Some try to, the Sharm Sinan Balacha, I don't know if I mentioned this at the end of the show yesterday, tried to say that maybe it doesn't just mean making deaf, maybe it means making him to a cheresh, which is a halachically different type of person. Either way, that's making a deaf seems to be in a different category than the others. So, Bai Rava, Kitas Yadav Lo Amduhu, what happened in this case? A person breaks his friend's arm, and it was not estimated. He didn't pay for it yet. And then she bears Ragel, then he broke his leg. V'lo Amduhu, and also that was not estimated in the Bezdin yet. Simas Einu V'lo Amduhu, or he blinded him. V'lo Amduhu, and they didn't have in Umdini yet how much it's worth. As we usually say, we're not talking about Rishayim. I don't know what this guy's doing, breaking his arm, his leg, and then blinding him. Ulubasov Chershu. And then he did the final step. He was made him deaf. So Mahu. What's the din? If you did, again, he's never been to Bezdin yet. So Mahu. Mi Amrinan, do we say, Kivin de lo amduhu, bechad umdin asagile, since they didn't estimate him along the way. So you just do one estimation at the end, and you make one lump sum payment. Is that what we do? O Dilma, or do you go back and replay history and first do the arm and then do the leg and then do the eye and then the ear, etc.? Meaning you don't pay a lump sum. Nafkamina, what's the difference? Meaning regarding Nezek, it's not going to make a difference. Because once you pay Nezek for the entire all four, it's going to work out to be the same. But what's the nafkamina? The boy lemesa leit sarah boshes to call chad v'chada. It's the payments that he had a different area of payment for each one. Like, sorry, he had paid for each act. So paid for each act, so if you measure that separately, that's going to be more. To heed the nezek for ripui v'sheves. To call chad v'chada lo yavin on le nezek ripui v'sheves. Those three payments, even if you just pay the one lump sum, it's going to equal out to each of them separately, because the doctor's bills, you have to get healed for all of your wounds, and for the Nezek bills, and for the Sheva's bills. So that's not going to make a difference. Since you're paying for everything, it's as if you killed him. That's just a lasha. That means, like, if you pay for everything, paying for everything altogether, so therefore it's going to be equal no matter what. So regarding the nezek and the ripui and the sheves, that's not going to make a difference. But saruboshes mihas, but saruboshes will make a difference. To call chada v'chada yoiv, that you should give each one the havalate saruboshes, because each one you had pain and you had embarrassment by each one. So what do you do? Because you didn't have umdana in the middle. Unanswered. V'yimtim salomar, and if you want to say kiva delo amduhu, since he did the umdana did not happen yet, koyavli to make kuli badi adadi, we would go lakula and therefore only pay one lump sum. So amduhu mai. So what do we say by amduhu? By the way, most Rishonim paskin like this in Tim Salomar. The rule usually is when you have a number of questions built on each other, and each one says the Tim Salomar in the previous question this, da da da, usually we paskin about the Tim Salomar. We paskin like that. So here too, we paskin that Tim Salomar, I mean, it's Lakula here, so you don't know if it's just because of a Muslim Echaver Lava Raya or Lakula, but this is what we paskin amduhu mai. So what do we say? If you have the Umdana yet, but he just didn't pay yet. So me, Amrina, do we say kivin da amduhu chada chada boy le mesavlei? Do we say that since the umdana happened already, then you have to do each one, you have to pay for each one, right? Do you say something like the rabbi has this formulation? Kala ha umdana ki ilu gavui dami. Like once the umdana occurs, so even though he didn't actually pay yet, it's as if he paid, and therefore he does each one. Oh, Dilma, no. Kivin de lo shalim, yavli de me kule. It says he didn't actually pay yet, so you need to make, you pay the dam of everything all together in one lump sum. So teku, so the question goes unanswered.
By nezek, you're paying each one anyway. So.
By nezek, it doesn't make a difference. Whether you pay, when you pay the Dmei Kule, it's the equal amount that one's assuming to paying each one. And for the Shevis and for the Ripui as well. So that is unanswered. So the Imtim Salomar, the question was, if Umdana did not happen yet, so then we seem to paskin that you pay one lump sum. What happens if the Umdana did happen? So that's a teku. Teku, Tishbi Itaris, wait for Eliyahu HaNavi, right? As we mentioned in the past, not Meku, just teku, because Eliyahu HaNavi is the one, Rabbi Levi Yisrael Radishov says, we can only ask shilos to those poskim who are in our generation. We can't ask a microwave shiloh to the Chassam Sofer, which is not going to work. We can't, because he's going to have to come and learn the Metzias. That's why Teku Tishbi Atiris, because Eliyahu HaNavi Lomes. Eliyahu HaNavi comes to every bris, and he was here last Friday, and he's around. Moshe Rabbeinu Meku, because Baruch Hu buried him. Because Baruch Hu, right, it says Vayamash Moshe Eved Hashem. Right, who wrote those words? That's a machlokas. But that's why Tishbi Atiris, Rabbi Yitzchak says, you always had to ask a posig in your generation. So who do we paskin like though, Lomaisa? So the Rambam, as he usually does by every Teku, he says Patur, but Tafas Lo Mafkinon. That's what we usually paskin, that we go lakula because of hamotzah b'chaver alav araya. You let the person who has it keep it. Amdu lakol nezek benezek v'yachkach amdu lakule ein govin mimenu el dmei kula bavad. You collect the lesser amount. V'im tafas anizek nezek kol eiver ve'eiver v'dmei kulo ein motzin miyado. That is the shita of the Rambam. The Rush here quotes. Let me find it. In that you pay the dmei kol echad the echad. That's what he says. He says we pass on like the imtim salomar. Then you pay everything biyachad, and then you say mistavra de keman de gavui dami. It's mistaver that you. It's keman de gavui dami once you have the umdana, and therefore what are you going to do? You're going to pay for each one. Lefi ma de precious de enafkus nafkusa el lefi ilu shuma pratis laklalus lama yasa shuma acheres. You already have the umdana, so therefore it's mistaver, says the Rosh, that you are going to pay l'kol echad v'echad once the umdana is done. Says the Yamshel Shlomo. 1 minute. The Gemara has a shaila, and the Rosh says the Gemara does not answer the shaila, and the Gemara and the Rosh says it's mistaver one way. Who did the Rosh think he is? The Yamshel Shlomo says to paskin what he thinks is logical, what the Gemara did not think is logical. The Gemara ended up with teku. The Gemara would have said, a lot of times the Gemara says mistaver. So says the Amshel Shlomo, I don't know why the Rosh didn't pass him like the Rambam. The Rambam says it's a teku, so therefore patur, right? Amos mechavel avaraya, but tavas lo mafkinon. Says the Amshel Shlomo, it's quoted here by the Pul Harifta. But it's the Amshel Shlomo here in our Gemara. Dvar malolo beinai einam ela divrei tema la alos al das shum mechaber la hachria la halacha manshes tafku bohem chachmi atalmud v'iniach pateku. Right? How could it be? Right? But the Rambam paskin lakula, like we know. So. That's the Shaila and Sarach Ian on the Rush. How could he go against the Gemara? But either way, we pass it like the Rambam. I don't like the Rambam, but it's a fascinating Rush who has a mistaver against the Ibaya of the Gemara. There was a general question. General question about, we discussed this back on Daf Mem Vav, how do you view Hamotzei Mechaver Olav Araya? We know in this case, usually you don't know what to do. I go over to you and say, can I please have my shirt? And you say, no, it's my shirt. And I say, no. And you keep the shirt. So is that yours, really? Or we really don't know? But this is a general question, whether any type of halacha in a makam safek, specifically a motzei mechaver olav araya in the case of dini mamonis, is that what we call a birur or what we call a hachra? Meaning when Beis Din says that the person who has it is allowed to keep it, is that because Beis Din thinks, based on what the Torah tells Beis Din to do, it's 100% yours? Or, you know, we don't know what to do, but you have to have ways out of doubt cases. Therefore, Beis Din says you're allowed to keep it. But, you know, we're not even sure whose it really is. L'may nafkamina, so Rabbi Chanan in the Kovetz Aris, in Simin Ayin Aleph, in Yevamis, has three nafkaminas. Misafkala b'gamara b'dina da motzei mechaver olav araya, imhu din vadai o einu ala safek. Tekivin dolo yadina shalmihu, ein koch lebezin laso shumaisa bazeh. Because we don't know, so Bezin basically turns away and lets the person keep it. What's the big first nafkamina? First nafkamina, im tafas hasheni. Right? Tfisa. Right, if it's mine, the Bezin says, okay, you can keep it. But what if you then grab it from me and you're holding it? So do we again say, okay, you can keep it. If you say it's a din vadai a motzei mechaver olav araya, then you can't grab it from me. Once we say one a motzei mechaver olav araya and it's mine, that's it. It's mine. You cannot grab it. Masha'enken, if you say it's a din safek, it's what we call a hachra, it's not a birur. So then if mine is mine, when you grab it, now it's yours. You go by where it is. Right, this is the first Mishnah in Maseches of Metzia. Right, yeah, what do you say about the Shnayim Ochos Batalos? Number one. Number two, says Rabbi Chanan, what about marriage? Right, what about in our case of Tfisa L'Mafkinan, or in a case of, I go over to somebody and say, can I please have my shirt? And you say, it's your shirt. He goes in and marries a woman with that shirt. Is he Mekudesh Midin Vadei or Midin Safek? Right, if it's really a birur, then it's his. He can get married with it. But if it's only Midin Safek, then you're only married on a Safek, on a safek case. So that's tfisa, and that is mukudeshes. And finally, what about lachem? What about if you're holding an esrog? You're holding an esrog, and then I go over and say, can I please have the esrog that you bought for me? And you say, what are you talking about? I bought the esrog for myself. Like, no, you bought it for me, and, you know, it's mine. And then he goes, or one of us goes, and uses the esrog on the first day of Sukkot. So are we yotzei where you need lachem? You need it to be yours. So again, that is a third nafkamina, whether it's a din vadai or din safek. There is a chumra of the Sfas Emes in the Sechah Sukkah where he says the matzah also needs to be lachem. Gemara does not say this at all. That the matzah has to be lachem. So, you know, most of the time it's not a problem. But this gets into the issue of, let's say you go to a hotel for Pesach and they give you the matzah. So are you eating their matzah or is it now your matzah? Right, the Ramah discusses this. When somebody invites you over for Shabbos and you put food in front of them and they're about to eat it, is it now their food? Or is it your food that you're letting them to eat? What happens, the Ramah says, what happens if you take the meatball in front of you and you go to the other guest that's next to you and you say, how are you, Mekudeshes Li? The meatballs, then you give it to her. Is it yours or is it the Baal HaBayis's? That's a big nafkamina, right? So that's the question. How do you look at when you have guests over? So that's an issue by matzah, according to the Chumra, the Sfas Emes, that you would need lachem. Okay, let's continue. Four lines for the bottom. So you had to get matzah in a little bit. So, Baruch Hashem. Boy, Rabba. I saw a story this morning that one time somebody was trying to do Kiruv and he wasn't sure what to start learning with them, and he met this big gadol in Kiruv. They want to come learn and they actually want to know what to do. Should I do Rambam with them? Should I do Chinuch? Should I do Halacha? So the Rav, this big Rav in Chinuch says, you know, well, what are you learning? In Yeshiva, he says, I'm learning Baba Kama. So Baba Kama, so learn Baba Kama with them. Baba Kama. Why are they going to want to know about oxen and pails and ditches and chavala? He says, the magic of the Torah. Magic of the Torah, you can teach them anything. And if they want to learn and they're ready to learn it, that's going to connect to them. And he didn't quote this, but I'll add it. This will be your first Haggadah part of the year. Right? The Beis Halevi writes in his Haggadah that Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu Baruch Shnas HaTorah Le'am Yisrael Keneged Arba Abanim Dibra Torah. So Beis Halevi says, what's Keneged? Keneged Arba Abanim. The Torah is Keneged all four sons? What does that mean? So the Beis Halevi Haggadah explains that when it comes to any other science in the world, any other learning, there's always advanced, there's beginners, intermediate, advanced, there's first grade level, fifth grade level, tenth grade level, Rosh Hashiva level, there's always different. Torah, the magic of the Torah, is that the same Rashi that the first grader learns, and that the fifth grader learns, the greatest Rosh Hashiva in the world learns. That's the mat. Keneged Rabbanim. It's keneged everything. Now, the Torah is the same for Kol Echad. It's Kol Echad V'Echad. So you can put Baba Kama in front of anybody, right? So it's in front of us right now. Says the Gemara, Boi Rabba. It happened to be Baba Kama, so I thought apropos to mention. Boi Rabba, Sheves HaPoscha B'damim Ma'u. What happens if I'm Chovel someone and I cause them to be out of work? But not only that, I cause them to have a temporary injury that will make their level of value go down temporarily. It will go back up. Another month from now, it's gonna come back. Meaning it's not a wound that it's permanent. Right? It's a wound that's gonna grow back. So what do I say? Do I have to pay for that nezek, that lowering in value? Because after all, it's only temporary. In a month from now, their value is gonna go back. Tosas points out, the problem is that most people are not doctors, and they see this wound, and they think it's permanent. So if you're sold as an Evan now, people are going to pay less for you. Even though, in theory, it's not true, because you're going to get better in a month. Second to last line of Tosfos. Ein b'nei adam b'kiyam l'hakar b'yado. People aren't doctors to know im sofa lachzar. V'lo yachnisu atman b'safek l'knoso kibari. They won't, you know what, I'm not going to buy this guy. Even though he looks good, but I don't know if the wound is coming back. So therefore, you know, I'm just going to stay away. So it's a temporary nezek. So that's the question of the Gemara. Do you have to pay for nezek of a temporary nezek? My. Kiva de sofa lachzar lo yavlev lo midi. Since it's going to come back. So do I say that he doesn't have to pay? Odil mahashtami as afkasay. Or say no. He was mafkasim, and therefore you have to pay. Again, there are many cases in Shas which talk about if you have a status that's going to be uprooted in the future, does the status exist? Right? Matana malas lahachzir. Right? Do we say that's a matana or not? You're going to uproot the matana. What about shinui hachozel libriyaso? We had in Meruba, right? A shinui that's able to be undone. So that's able to be undone. Will it be undone? So you can put this on the list also. A nezek that's going to grow back. All these types of cases. What do we say about the intermediate status? So Tashma says the Mishnah later on. Hamaka avivim olo avos and chabura. Somebody rachman aslan hits their parents and does not make a wound. Does not make a wound. They hit. You hit them without wounding them. Or if you wound your friend, even on Yom Kippur, right? Yom Kippur is Chayiv Krisus, right? It's not a skilus, therefore you're going to have to pay for that. So it's not Kimle B'drav Aminei. Chayiv Kulan. So in all those, both of those cases, hitting a parent and Chaval on Yom Kippur, you're Chayiv. So Chayiv Lo Asa Chabura Hechidami. What's the case where you do not wound your parent? Because after all, if you did wound your parent, Chayiv Misa. That's why there would be Kimle B'drav Aminei. But if you wound your parent, you'll have to pay without a chabura. So what's the case that you hit without wounding? Lav, isn't it? Kagon shehiko al yado v'sof al achzar. It must be a wound. That why is it not considered a chabura because it's going to get better? The ketani chayv kulan, and it says you're chayv in all of them. So what do you see from there? That you do pay for a temporary lessening of value. So Gemara answers, no. Amri, hach v'mayaskinan, kagon shachersho, v'lo asa b'chabura. That's the case, where you made them deaf. You made your father deaf, chas v'shalom, and you didn't wound them, so it was nothing to do with our shiloh, about a temporary wound. This is a wound that you did not make a chabura. Chersho v'lo asa b'chabura. So ask the Gemara, 1 second, v'amar Rabba. Rabba says, achorish is aviv nerach. That could be the case, because it says, Rabba says that if you make deaf your father, you're killed. Why? Because if you made him deaf, this obviously was a drop of blood that became loose in his ear, fell into his ear, and that's what made him deaf. So therefore, there is no case of charisha without a chabura. Therefore, that cannot be the case in the Mishnah, that if you wound your father or your mother, so then you're going to be chayav, because you're chayav mis in that case. So Ella, we'll get back to that in a minute. Let's just finish the sentence. Ella, hach mayaskinan, gonchigilchu. Okay, the case is where you shaved his head. You shaved his head, and you wounded him in that way. So the Gemara, you did it in a way that caused him, right, his lessening of value. Right, Rashi says on top, afchase mikasmi below chabur. You shaved his head, so you made him look like lesser value. Nobody wants a bald, shaven person on the slave market. Right, well, even in the beard, we discussed the Radak, right? The story in Tanakh where they sent back the Jewish soldiers and they shaved half their beards, right? They shaved half, they sent them back, you know, all embarrassed. David Melech's shlichim. So the Rishonim there, the Radak says, so they were all embarrassed. Why don't they just shave the other half, right? So it'd be nice and equal. The Radak says it's more embarrassing not to have any beard than to have half a beard. right? Let's put it on the beard, the beard, sugyas. Yosef came back, right? They didn't recognize him, he recognized them. So Kochik Ilchus, that's what they did. That's the case of a chabura that he is chayef for. So Gilchus, the Gemara says, one second, Gilchum Eder Hadar, Yishay, that's a case of a chabura that's going to come back, behind the Bayan. So then we have an answer to our Shaila. Because our whole Shaila was, what about a temporary chabura? This is a temporary chabura. So the Gemara answers, no. Amri hachav layaskinan konchesachu nasha tolo hadar. Now what you did was, what you gave him a cream, and you smeared a cream on his hair that is a permanent removal of hair, and it's never coming back. That's the chabura that one did. So, and the Gemara now just continues, it says, so it says though, you're chayv bekulan in all five. So how do you get all five payments from this type of wounding, that you cause all his hair never to come back? That's nezek. What about the others? So tsar, the pain, the isle kartufni bereshe, he has cracks on his head. He has fissures. Vitsavchi mehana kartufni. Now the cream goes into those fissures and it gives him a lot of pain. Ripui debayasuye. What's the ripui? You have to get healed for those fissures that you're causing a lot of pain. Sheves. What about sheves? So why won't he be able to go to work? We'll just put a hat on his head. So no. To have a market bekubi. The case is where he is a clown that works in the taverns, right? And part of his job is to shake his head in front of people and show off on top. He's a jester, right? So now he can't work. Right, the market bekubi to buy machvi gavni bereisha. He has to show his head. V'lamachvi mehana kartufni, and he can't because of these cracks. The Rishonim say based on this, the Rush says, what do you see from here, Mr. Spalter, your kasha yesterday after shir? You see from here that it could be that there is a subjective element to sheves. It's not just everybody. You cut off your arm and now you pay what's left. But here is a case where you won't be able to do what you normally do, and where the Gemara is taking that into account. You have to put this together with the other Gemara and see how to work it out. Boshes, and finally Boshes, Eilecha Boshes Galdamizeh. There was no greater Boshes than this. No greater Boshes than not having hair. No greater Boshes. That's what the Amshar Shlomo says. What do you mean? Many people are bald. What do you mean, Eilecha Boshes Galdamizeh? The Amshar Shlomo says, no, if somebody is not bald and you made him bald, Eilecha Boshes Galdamizeh. If we lose our hair naturally, okay, a lot of people lose their hair. But if somebody is not used to it, so then, Af Sheish Achshav Achshav Kama Anashim Shemegalchim Rosham. Or many people even shave their head willingly. We know, look around, right, that there's no greater boshes than this. And also he adds, Misha Hergal, Shalola Galeach, Vigilcha Oso, Lakavanas Biush, the Yosro Mehaktoas Ever. When you cut off a limb, that's Nezek also. If you shave him, what you probably mean at most is the embarrassment, and therefore Boshes is Meruba. Okay, period. Let's stop there. Let's talk for a moment about two points that come up here. That is, number one, we spoke about the if the son made the father deaf, so then he's chayav misa, because there's definitely a tipas dam inside. So the Netziv discusses, when we say chabura, does that mean blood coming out, or does that mean movement of blood? So if you look in summary show, and you look in the Sefer HaChinuch on the Isser of hitting your father, it says, Ad sheyotzi dam. That's the definition of chabura. Yotzi dam. And if you look in the language of the She'iltos in Shilta Samach, the Shilta also says, Vahani mili da'ovid be'chabura da'mafik dam. That dam goes out. It's written in Aramaic. So it says the Netziv in the She'iltos there, in the Hemek She'ela, Shilta Samach, it sounds like from the chinuch, it sounds like from the shiltos, you have to be motzi dam, actually cause blood to come out. Avo b'chol ha-poskim kulam, besides these two, says the Netziv, kasav chabur estam. He says, but in all of the poskim, it just says, making a wound. V'sasmo kepirusho chabur she'eno chozeres. Nitzra adam av v'shaloyatze, even if you cause a black and blue mark, even if the blood doesn't come out. Where else do you see this? Where else does this come up? Hilchos Shabbos. Hilchos Shabbos. We know Chavala is Chayav on Shabbos. What is the Av Malacha of Chavala? We've noted in the past. It's amazing. Nowhere in Shas is it clear. Right? What is the Isser Av Malacha of Chavala? Some say Shochet. Some say Tzoveya. Some say Dosh. Right? Three Shitas. Rambam, Rabbeinu Tam, Rashi. Right? What is the Malacha? It's a Malacha. Right? Why can't we do Bris Mila on Shabbos? Unless we have, except if it's Bizman and we have a special marker. Because it's Chavala. It's Chavala. So it says the Netziv, Chavala on Shabbos, even if you just make a black and blue mark. right? If you go to the black and blue mark, you're also chayav on Shabbos. You don't have to be motzi dam. And he says, v'chein lashon hashas, our Gemara. What is it from our Gemara? The Gemara assumes if you cause your father to become deaf, chas v'shalom, so then you're going to be chayav misa. Why? Because there's a drop of blood went into his ear. It didn't come out. It's still going to be chayav misa. Because you see, chabura is defined as, even if it's not motzi dam, so he says, maybe that's what the Rishonim mean. At the mafik dam doesn't mean mafik dam from the body. Mafik dam means mafik dam from the place where it usually is. And it moves inside the body. So maybe that's what it means in order to be matzdik all of the Rishon. That is the Ritziv and the based on the Shiltos. The other issue here is if somebody shaves their father. You allowed to give your father a haircut? Let's say you're a barber. Are you allowed to give your father a haircut? So the poskim discussed this from based on our Gemara. And what is the Shamsian of Halacha here? Cross references. His in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Mem Gimel. Again, the Shram Sion of Halacha, his four volumes Sadan Halacha, is a commentary on the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. So on top in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, it says, according to the Shulchan Aruch, that if your parent has a splinter, you're not supposed to take it out for them because you might cause them to bleed. And if your son is a doctor, the son is not supposed to bloodlet the father because he's causing him to bleed. When does this all apply? Only when there's someone else. Avalam ein sham acher la'asos behein etztarin harehu mekes v'chodek v'tzarach harefua. If the father wants, and this is the only one, so then we paskin that the son is allowed to. Yerach HaShulchan says, which is what we paskin also, even if there are 10 doctors, but let's say the father says, my son is the best doctor in the Welt, and I send him to medical school, and he's the greatest, and he's the only one that I trust. You're also allowed to do it. The son is allowed to take care of the father if the father really thinks that. Or even by dentistry. Right? Whatever it is. Any of these cases, if there is someone else, the chachila, we try to get somebody else. But if there is no one else and the father demands that the son do it, l'shem refua, then it would be okay as well. So what about a haircut? Haircut isn't refua, but it could be, I don't know, maybe the scissors might cut the head for a second. So are you allowed to give your father a haircut? So the tzvi Rav Pesach, the Har Tzvi, discusses this in Kuf Tzadik Zayin in Yoredei. Kuf Tzadik Zayin discusses the main context of the tshuva is giving IV to your father. He says, let's say a father has to be home and he doesn't want to schlep back to the clinic every 2-3 days to get a certain IV. So his son can come to his house, do the IV for him, and Shalom Al Yisrael. So the Rav Pesach is very hesitant to allow this. Even though it's going to save Tircha, but it's still very hazardous. The son should pay for somebody to go to the father's house. That's all. Son doesn't have to do it. Pay. You want to make it easier for the father? So let somebody pay for the father. But the other poskim, Dr. Abraham quotes Rosh Shlomo Zalman and other poskim, the Gesher Achayim in Reish Mem Aleph in Yerodea, where he quotes, you know, maybe if the father, again, wants the son to do it, and many times when you give an IV, nowadays it does not even cause any dam. You know, most of the time, much of the time, it doesn't cause. Sometimes it causes a wound from where the needle is stuck in afterwards. But at the time, at the moment, you know, it's just smooth. If you get right into the vein, you know, it doesn't even cause a wound. It just goes under. So Shlomo Zalman is no de la hakel here, but he discusses it again. We're not posking here, but you can look it up in the long discussion here. But it also has to do with getting a haircut from your father. So here it just says if you shave him bald, you'll chovel him. What about generally giving him a haircut? So you gotta ask your local rav exactly what to do in this case. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Umilsa de Bayla the Rabba, Pshitalia Bayla Hakisa, the Rabba Lahakisa. This question that Rabba asked, the original question, what was the original question? Temporary Nezek. Where the Nezek is gonna his value is gonna go back up. Rabbi asked the question, Abaya thought it was obvious to one side, and Rabba thought it was obvious to the other side, because there's a machlokas between them. To Itmar, because it says as follows. He ko al yadov some sovalachzo, or somebody hits their friend on their hand, and it dries up. And if sovalachzo is gonna get better, Abaya Amr notin lo sheves gadola v'sheves katana. Abaya says you pay sheves gadola, which means the value of the hand, and v'sheves katana. After we take care of the value of the hand, like we learned yesterday, you then pay the sheves for being a cucumber guard, right, through in the field. Rava says, no, you do not pay for the arm. You only pay for the daily Shavas. So what do you see from there? You see that you're not going to pay for this temporary damage that's going to get better. That's a machlokas Abai and Rava, even though Rava had the suffix. There are two deis here in Rabbeinu Peretz. This is all about a temporary nezek by Chavala. What about by Adam Hamazik? Betting back to the first six prakim. What if I damage your horse and it's a temporary nezek? So am I going to have to pay or not? So what about here? This is Machlokas Abai and Rava. So it's not one of the Alkagams. So we pass in like Rava. So Rava says, you don't. You don't have to pay for the arm. You don't have to pay for the Nezek. You only have to pay for the Sheves. So one might say, if you parallel that, you bring that over to Adam HaMazik. So Adam HaMazik is only Nezek. Right? There's no Sa, Ripui, Sheves, and Boshes. So therefore, you should be Pater. Just like you're Pater by Chavala for the Nezek, because it's temporary, so too, you should be Pater by Adam HaMazik for the Nezek, because that's all there is. So that's one day in Rabbeinu Peretz. But he quotes another day and says, maybe you cannot compare. You cannot compare. Why? Because by a human being who has a lot of value, a Damo Meruba, so a little bit that's going to come back, you're not going to have to pay for. But by an animal, it's all about his value. He doesn't have Sheves. He doesn't have Ripoy. He doesn't have other values. It's all about what he's worth to you now. So it could be that even though by Chavala you're going to be Pater for the temporary Nezek, maybe by Adam HaMazik you're going to be Chayef for it. So those are two deos here in Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, and the Shach in Choshen Mishpat said it's a stake of the Dina. So therefore we say Moshe Mechaber Lav Araya. Those are two deos here in Rabbeinu Peretz. Next. Itmar, if somebody cuts off the arm of his Eved Ivri, of his friend, Abaya Omer, Abaya says, no sin lo sheves gadol la eved. Abaye says you pay for the arm to the eved himself. An eved ivri is a full Jew. He's just working to make some money, right? So no sin lo sheves gadol la eved. You pay for the arm for the eved. V'sheves ktana la rav. And the sheves ktana, meaning how much after you pay for the arm, how much he is being mevutal from malacha, that goes to the master because the master is losing out the work. Even though the Rishonim pointed out, this is going to hurt the master. Because the master now is only getting paid for a cucumber worker, and not for what his Eved used to do, but that was already taken care of. Right? The Eved could say, what can I do? It's just like, Tosfos says in Sheves, it's just like I got sick. What can I do? You know, from my point of view, I shouldn't have to pay you extra. The Chovel did what he had to do. He paid for the arm. It's just tough luck. It's just bad luck, tough luck, tough situation for the master. Rava Amar, Rava says, no, I'm going to save the master a little bit. Hakol yinasin le'eved. No, everything goes to the eved, even the sheves katana. But what do? V'yilkach ben karka v'haravo chaperos. You buy land with the money, right? So the guf belongs to the eved, but the rav still gets fruit, which is a better deal for him because it still works out to be more than the sheves katana of Abaya. Period. Pshita piches ezel atzmo ve'ezel rabo lo piches. If it's a case where you made the eved worth less, but from the rav's vantage point, he's not worth any less. So in that case, it's for sure going to go to the eved. Hey chidami, what's the case? The paske the resh unye. Let's say you cut off a piece of his ear, ol resh nechiri, or his nose, akol atzmo. Then you're gonna have to pay everything to him because the rav doesn't lose anything. But if it's hurts the rav, so then as we said, it's a machlokas between Abaya and Rav. Next, last payment that we have to discuss that the Mishnah mentioned, boshes hakol avia mevayish v'amizbayish. Everything goes by the embarrasser and the embarrassed. Again, if you, depending on who embarrasses you. You know, that's, you're more embarrassed when, certain people embarrass you than when somebody else embarrasses you. And you're more embarrassed if you're a very chasha person and you're embarrassed. You're more embarrassed than somebody who's already kind of inherently embarrassed and in a lower standing in society. So, Mani Masnison, who is the author of our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says basically there's a sliding scale. Right, if it goes by the Mevayish and the Mizbayish, who is the author of our Mishnah? Lor Meir, Velor Abihu, Del Reb Shimoni. It must be Reb Shimon. Ditznan, because the Mishnah, it's really a Brisa, the Tanya. Brisa says later on, Mekulin Reuven Osan, Kilu Ein B'nei Chorin. All Jews are evaluated as if they are free. Sheyardim and Chaseim, that they lost some of their money, meaning they're not very rich. Shehein B'nei Avraham, Yitzchak V'Yaakov. Dibur Reb Meir. Right, Tosa says it's impossible. You can't have a case where, you know, how do you know when somebody's embarrassed, when somebody's not embarrassed? You're more embarrassed than me in certain situations. Some people just have a thicker skin. So how do you know? So you have to come up with some objective standard. That's the Sheet of Rabbi Meir. You measure everybody basically as an average Jew. They're not rich, they're not poor. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Hagadol lefi gadol vakatan lefi katano. The gadol, right, based on how great he is, and the katan based on how small he is. That's the how you measure the boshes. Rav Shimon Omer, Ashirim, Roan Osan Kivlohim B'nei Chorin Chiyadim B'nechseyem. A rich person who is embarrassed, you measure him as if he was poor. He lost his nechasim, meaning lekula for the chovel. Aniyim kebechus Hashemem. And poor people also, you go by the lowest aniyim. Basically, Rav Shimon says you go by, you go lekula for the chovel. So Mani Masnizan, who is our Mishnah like? E Rabbi Meir, if the Mishnah is like Rabbi Meir, that doesn't work. Masnizak Tanya Kolofi Mavaisha Misbayesh, the Mishnah says there's a sliding scale. Rabbi Meir, Kulu Bahadi Adalinin, Rabbi Meir says everybody's the same. Right? Everybody's like an average Jew, Bnei Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. The Rabbi Yehuda, and if you say it's like Rabbi Yehuda, Masnit, that the Rabbi Yehuda, that would maybe would fit into our this Mishnah, but it wouldn't fit into the next Mishnah. Because E Rabbi Yehuda, Masnizak Tanya Mavaisha Sumachayev, the next Mishnah says that if somebody embarrasses a blind person, he's chayev. Because even a blind person could be embarrassed. V'ilu Rabbi Yehuda Omer, and Rabbi Yehuda himself says, Suma in Laboshes. Suma does not get Boshes. So you see, the author, Rabbi Yehuda, can't be the author of our Mishnah. Because we assume our Mishnah and the next Mishnah is the same author. Say the law Rabbi Shimoni. So it must be only according to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is the one that has a sliding scale. So where's the Nafilat name Rabbi Yehuda? No, maybe even Rabbi Yehuda could be the author of our Mishnah. Ki Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Suma in Laboshes. When does Rabbi Yehuda say, Suma does not have Boshes, but Mishkal Minei? From him. A suma who embarrasses is pater, but aval misvalei yavinalei. But to give to him, if he is embarrassed, then we do give to him. So that next mishnah is not against Rabbi Yehuda. Is not does not prove that our mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. But the study say for 1 minute. But that next mishnah also says hamavayish is a yashin chayiv. If somebody embarrasses somebody who's sleeping, he's chayiv. If yashin should be ish pater. But if somebody embarrasses while they are sleeping, let's say I'm sleeping and all of a sudden in my sleep I kick my friend and I embarrass him that way. So I'm going to be potter for that. So the Mishnah says there's a difference between a sleeping person if he is the aggressor or the victim. Vilokhtani, and the Mishnah did not make the same chilek by Suma. Suma should be ish potter within Rabbi Yehuda. So michlal, lo shahachi, lo shahachi. It must be, if the Mishnah singles out the Yashin case as somebody who's different between being the victim or the aggressor, it must be there is no other case where there's a chilek. So when Rabbi Yehuda says Suma in Laboshes, he must be in both directions, in Laboshes. So the Gemara says, fine. Ela lachaverta masis Rabbi Shimoni. Okay, so go back to our previous assumption that our Mishnah is only going according to the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. Period. Mantan Elohad the Tana Rabbanan. Who is the following? Who is the author of the next brisa? Niskayim levayish as a katan, levayish as a gadol. If I have kavana to be levayish a katan, and I'm instead right, I want to embarrass him. I do something to a katan, and instead I did it to a gadol. No sin legadol levayim bashar shal katan. I have to pay the gadol. The boshes that I would have paid the katan, right? Because boshes is all about my kavana. Levayish is eved, levayish is ben chorin. No ben chorin to me bashto shel eved. If I have kavana to be levayish an eved who has lower level of boshes, and I embarrass a ben chorin, so then I have to pay the level of ben of an eved. So mani, lor b'meir, lor b'shuv, lor b'shimin. Who is this like? It's not like anybody. Why? Because kol sakataytoch, we assume katan katan benachasim, gadol gadol benachasim. What do we think katan and gadol mean? We think it means poor and rich, not katan and gadol. So, Irvi Meir, if it's Irvi Meir, Hamar Kulu Bahadid Adinin, Irvi Meir says everybody is the exact same. And that's not what our Mishnah says. That's not what this Brisa says. Vir Yehuda, Hamar Ein Lavad Boshes, Irvi Yehuda says Avadim Don't Have Boshes. Later on. So, those two are out. Vir Rabbi Shimon, and if it's Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon would say this whole thing is Pater. Why? Because Ha'amar, Niskav and Levayish is a Vibish is a Pater. Rabbi Shimon would say, if you have Kavanah to Mevayish A and you're Mevayish B, you're totally Pater. My time, a why? Kiktala. Just like by Ritzicha, which we had earlier back in the second parak, I think. Maktala de Miskavinle. Just like by murder, Rabbi Shimon says that if you have Kavanah to kill A and you kill B, you're going to be Pater. Dichsiv Aravlova Kamalava, she is Kavinlo. So Boshes Zamiat de Bechavinle. So by Boshes, if you have Kavanah to embarrass A and you embarrass B, you're going to be Pater. You're not going to pay the lower level. Dichsiv, as the Pasuk says in Kiseitse, Vishulcha Yadav Echzika Ben Vushab. Right, if a woman is trying to break up a fight between her husband and another man, and she attacks the other man, it has to be with kavanah to attack him. Achi is kavin lo until she has kavanah to be mevayish. So you see, Reb Shimon would say patas. Who is the author of this mishnah? So the Gemara answers the Ola Rabbi Yehuda. Really, it's Rabbi Yehuda shita. V'chikam Rabbi Yehuda ain lavadim boshes. And again, when does Rabbi Yehuda say avadim don't get boshes? L'misvelahu, to give avadim boshes. You don't give them. Aval l'meisham shayminam behu, but to use them to evaluate how much boshes they should get, and then give that to the ben chorin that you actually embarrassed, that's okay. we could use the Avadim in a Boshes case, even though we won't actually give them Boshes. Or, V'yibayisema, afilu tamer Rabbi Meir, it could even be according to Rabbi Meir. Misavris, gadol, gadol, menachasim, katan, katan, menachasim. Who says that gadol and katan here mean, in money, lo, gadol, gadol, mamish, v'katan, katan, mamish. No, it means actual gadol and katan, and therefore, Rabbi Meir could agree that all ktanim have the same value, and all gdolim have the same value. So therefore, it could even fit in according to Rabbi Meir.
But they have different values.
They have different values, but Rabbi Meir, when Rabbi Meir says that everyone's the same, he means within a gadol or within a katan. The Gemara answers, the katan barboshes, who? Is it true that a katan is a barboshes? The Gemara says, and yeah, a katan can be embarrassed. Kedamar papa, de michlamu leyu michlam. Rav Papa says later on that when they are embarrassed, they feel embarrassment. Hachanami, de michlamu they can get embarrassed. Fine. There's a big discussion you can look at in the Rishonim. Who do we pass by Rav Shimon? We don't pass him like Rav Shimon by Ritzicha. Do we pass him like him by Boshas? So what are the rules of, are they really connected machlokos like the Gemara says or not? Rishonim here discussing. Next Mishnah. More Busha. Ha-mevayish es ha-arum. If somebody is mevayish, someone who is naked. Right, got to look in the Rishonim and the Mefarshim on Parshas Bereishis. Right, they had busha once they became arum, vayis boshashu. Right, before first they were arum and v'lo yisboshashu, and that is a play on words. V'hanachash haya arum mikol chayes hasada. There's a lot there. We don't have time to get into, but arum is used there not just as arum what Adam and Chava had later on, but the nachash was arum, which is usually translated as sly, but it's the same word. So Mavayich is arm, somebody embarrasses a naked person. Vamavayich is a summa, if somebody embarrasses someone who is blind. Vamavayich is a yashin or sleeping. Chayiv is chayiv. Right, the Meiri says, even though a person can't see it, but he could sense it. He could sense when people are making fun of him. Therefore, there's still busha. V'yashin should be ishpater, but if somebody is sleeping, and that is Mavayich pater. Right, even though somebody who's yashin, I had a shir on this, actually I don't know if Josh was still in the shul then, on Sukkot, is a yashin, could a yashin do a mitzvah? Could a yashin, a sleeping person, be mekayim mitzvahs? So let's say you're sleeping during the day and you want to keep your tzitzis on. Okay. But if there are any other mitzvahs that could you do when you're a yashin, what if you're sleeping when they bring your carbon in the base of Mikdash? That's a shaila. Right? The Tosfos in Gittin talks about that. It's a big discussion. Can you fulfill mitzvahs when you... What if you're sleeping? Can you be counted for a minion? Right? What if you're half sleeping? Right in the back of the shul, somebody... Oh, you want to try to keep him up. So can you be counted for a minion? That's a big question in the Shulchan Aruch. Again, that's interesting. But here, what about Losa says? So Losa says, Yashin should be ish pater. Right? Busha, you are going to be pater. What we discussed earlier in the second parak, what about Adam Hamazik? What about Adam Hamazik? Adam Mu'ala Olam regarding a Yashin. Anyway, continue. Somebody falls off a roof and is Mazik someone, he has to pay for the Nezik. Because Adam Mu'ala Olam, but he's pater for Boshes, Achi Miskavin. Because Busha requires Kavana. Taner Rabbanan, Bisho Arum Chayiv. If you embarrass somebody who's naked, he's Chayiv. Even though there's more embarrassment if he was originally dressed, somebody who's naked is already embarrassed, but still, there is a level of embarrassment if you make him more undressed, as we'll see. Bisho Bebeis HaMerchaz Chayiv, if you embarrass him in the bathhouse, you're Chayiv. Benadoma Bisho Bebeis HaMerchaz Bisho Beshuk, but again, it's different than somebody who's not in the bathhouse. Amar Mar, Bisho Arum Chayiv, Arum Bar Boshesu, how could you embarrass somebody more who's not wearing anything? So Amar Papa, my Arum, no, it doesn't mean he's totally naked. What does it mean? To us, a Zika Karchinu Lamane. It means, like, they used to wear togas in those days. They used to wear robes. So a wind came and lifted up his robe a little bit. So he's about to put it back down. And this guy instead came and lifted it up more. Va'asahu, Dalinu Tveyu Baishe. That's what it means. So he's already kind of Arum, and he was made him more Arum, and therefore he's going to be Chayiv. Bisha Babesha Merachatz Chayiv. Again, is he a barboshes there? Again, it means he's next to the river, he's about to go into the mikvah, and you embarrassed him, you revealed him even more. Fascinating question. Let's say you embarrassed somebody when they were sleeping, and then they died. They never woke up. So they never felt the effects of the embarrassment. Mahu. So Michael Ebaile, what exactly is the question here? So the Gemara has two formulations. Amazing lumbus. Two formulations of what exactly is the question. Amar of Zvid, Rav Zvid said, Achmi Vayle, this is the question. What is the reason, what is the root mechayiv of boshes, embarrassment? Mishum kisufahu, is it because the person himself is going to feel the embarrassment? Vahamislav, left like kisufa, and this guy never felt it. Odilma mishum zilusahu, or is it because of the objective zilzal at the time? You might say that is the focus on the victim or on the aggressor? Is it that you embarrassed him or that you embarrassed? Right? And Ozlay, and here you did. That's one, nafkamina. Right? Nafkamina could be if you did it in private. In private, there's nobody, right? Ozlay also is that other people see. It's nothing to do with him, but you, what you did. So Tashma, we can prove it. Rabbi Meir, Omer, Meir says, Cheresh v'shor the yeshlem boshes, shor the inla boshes. Cheresh v'katan have boshes, but not a shote. So Iyem, Rabbi Shvam, Yishim Zilusa. If you say it's because of Zilusa, because you actually embarrassed him, Hayinatuktani katan, that's why it says katan, that a katan has boshes, because he feels embarrassment. Ela Iyam, Rabbi Shvam, Kisufa. Katan Barboshasu, but if it's because of Kisufa that is, I'm sorry, I said it the wrong way. If it's because of Zilusa, what you're doing, you're embarrassing and other people see, then I understand why you're Kachay for a Katan. But if it's embarrassment, actually, does a Katan have embarrassment? So Gemara says, well, a minute, Elamai Mishum Zilusa, does the other way work out better? Afilu Shodanami. If it's Zilusa, then it doesn't have to do with the victim, it has to do with what other people see, even a Shoda you should be Chayef for. We're going to get, that's going to be the maskana. We said, just like Rava says it there, so do here. Here's the there, as we'll see. So Amri, Shota, in lecha boshe gadol mizu. No, forget Shota. Shota, you can't embarrass a Shota more than he is already. So Gemara says, Mikol makom nifsho mina de mishum zilusa. Okay, I'll at least go back to the previous line that we could prove it's mishum zilusa. De mishum kisufa, katan bar kisufa hu. Because that's a katan of embarrassment, answers the Gemara, like we quoted before. Kedamra papa de michlum mileu michlam. Just like Rava says, yes, he has embarrassment. Hachanami de michlum mileu michlam. So there is embarrassment for a katan, no raya. That is Rav Zvid. Rav Papa has a different pshat. Rav Papa Amar Hachakami Bayalei. This is the pshat. Bishum Kisufa Didehu Bahamayislay is the focus on his embarrassment and he died. Odilma Mishum Boshes Mishpacha, or is it Tali on the family? Same shakla Vataria. Tashma Cheresh Vchata Yeshla Boshes Poshoda Inla Boshes. Yeah, Rav Bishlam Mishum Boshes Mishpacha is it because of the family? Hayna Tutani Katan. That's why a katan has boshes, because the family is embarrassed. Eli Amar Mishum Kisufa Didei Katan by Boshesu. But if it's of his own, is a katan embarrassable? Elamai Mishaboshes, Bnei Mishpacha. So if his family, if he was Shodanami, Shota Shosu Bichayev. So where's the note? Shota in Lechaboshes Dolomizu. Shota, no, you can't embarrass a Shota more than he is already embarrassed. Bikomakom Nifshimina, Dimisham Boshes Mishpacha, Dimisham Kisufa, Katan Bar Kisufa, who? So at least prove to me that it's Boshes Mishpacha, because if it's embarrassment, the Katan is not embarrassable. Answers the Gemara, yes, he is. Amar Papa in the Michlam Mulei Michlam, a katan is embarrassable. The Atanya, and after all, a Brisa supports this. Rabbi Omer Cheresh Yesh Laboshes Shota Ein Laboshes Katan Pamim Yesh Lo Pamim Ein Lo Had the Michlam Mulei Michlam Had the Michlam Mulei Velo Michlam. It depends on the katan. Period. That's the sugyas of Boshes.
What is the difference between
Rav
Papa and Rav Zvid? Being embarrassed.
So yeah,
it's.
Right, so that's an interesting question. What about, or family, maybe even if your family's not there, if they hear about it, they'll still be embarrassed. While Rav Zvid says, no, it has to do with actually people who is watching it now. It could be a nafkamina. Okay, that's Boshes. Tomorrow we talk more about Suma. Tomorrow is one of the big discussions in Shas about Suma. Is a Suma chayv in mitzvahs or not? Rav Yosef, who made a party when he found out that a Suma is chayv in mitzvahs. We're going to talk about Gadol HaMitzvah of Yosef. We're going to talk about what gives us Kedushas Yisrael. Do Los Ases give us Kedushas Yisrael? Mitzvahs Derabanan. That's all going to be a discussion in Tosfos tomorrow. And we'll also touch on maybe when a katan breaks something, does he have to pay for it when he's a gadol? Okay, that's all tomorrow's daf. That's a shame.